Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
All right, our email address is talk@beat102103.com if you want to get into us with your dilemma this week. Here's an email that came in a couple of days ago. It says, "Hey, Niall, Vinny and Trish.
Hello.
Help. I've had no luck when it comes to men. I've seen a guy for about a month, nothing serious, but I did like him. Anyway, he texted me 2 weeks ago and basically said it's not happening and he'd see me around. I was a bit gutted, but tried not to let it get to me. I went out with the girls at the weekend. His brother, who I don't really know, came in. We got chatting and he's lovely, like really lovely, way nicer than my ex. He texted me the next morning and asked if I'd like to go out some night. I panicked and texted the girls, who said, no way can I go there. They think because I've been with his brother, it's totally wrong. But he was so nice that night and I really want to see if there's anything there. I know he's my ex's brother, but it's so hard to meet a decent guy. Is it really bad to go out with him?"
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, I would never, ever, ever go there with, but like two family members? No. I think I'd be thinking, is he going to say something, share stories? I'd be too paranoid. I couldn't do it. And hanging out and seeing him, knowing that's the guy that turned you down, For me, I just know it wouldn't.
But the guy who turned you down, look, I got the younger model. I didn't need you anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how I'd look at it. I know it's hard to find a guy out there. And I've been there, sister. I know. But I just think sometimes a little bit of distance, you know, spread yourself. Go out to, you know, Tinder and Bumble. And there's lots of different sites. There are men out there.
I know, though, we're going to get quite a few people who will message in and they go, "I'm now with the brother of the guy I went out with for a year and it was all fine."
But that doesn't mean that if you had a referendum in the morning, it would overwhelmingly decide that it's kind of weird.
Never mind Brexit. Should you go out with your ex's brother?
You know, like, of course it works for people. Absolutely, yeah. There are stories where it's going to work, but it's not the norm.
Yeah, I just feel for this girl. She feels that actually she had much more of a click with this guy than she did. But I get your point. I think my issue here is it's just a little bit too soon. I wouldn't be anti seeing the brother at some point in the future, but within weeks, a little bit soon.
Absolutely, yeah, that would be an absolute necessity, I think.
Yeah. To go from the girls are right.
One brother to straight to the other brother. I mean, there are lots of fellas out there. I'm just going to echo what Trish is saying. There are guys out there. I know sometimes it must seem like there's not. But there are guys out there who aren't related to each other for sure, you know?
Okay, are we wrong? Are we wrong? We're saying no.
People are going to tell us we are.
But I'm intrigued. What do you think? Is this guy fair game? She feels there's a connection there. She wants to go on a date. The only thing holding her back, she finished with his brother a couple of weeks ago.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Quite simply, would you go there? 085 1029 103. I'd love to hear your honest thoughts on this. B102 103, 837. It's about 50-50 split on the text line at the moment, I have to say, between go for it and don't go there. One thing to clarify, though, a lot of people are saying, oh look, it'll be really awkward with the family, you know, if you've been with the brother. She was only with the other brother for a month. I don't think she met any of the family, so I don't think that's a factor in this. And Jamie just says, YOLO lads, YOLO. What are your thoughts? 085 102 9103.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Watch corrupt cop Kevin Bacon in City on a Hill on Now TV.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
A girl in touch, she was going to have a guy for a month, he dumped her, and then lo and behold, a week or two later, she's in the pub and a guy walks in and it turns out it's your man's brother who she'd never met, and they chatted and he texted her and she likes him and she thinks they've got a connection, but her friends say, no way, you were just with his brother. Them are the rules. Let's get a little bit of the reaction coming in. One message here on WhatsApp says, I know a family, a girl went out with two brothers, one after another, and they were twins.
Ugh.
That's some kind of fetish, I think. That's a different thing altogether now, to be honest. What else have we got here? Absolutely go there. You're only seeing each other for a month. It couldn't have been that serious if she never met the brother and he didn't know who she was. Fair point.
True enough.
Guys, pickings are slim with decent lads these days. It'd be a no-no for me if they were dating long term, but it was only a few weeks, which isn't anything serious. She should go for it. I'm at the dating crack and it's hard.
Can I just say one thing about that? I know it's hard out there, but don't settle for less, girls. It's like, it's okay to be single for a little while. It's okay to actually just get to know yourself and search for something that's quality. I hate this whole, it's hard out there, we gotta just make do. Yeah. No, don't do that to yourselves.
It's hard out there, so like all I can do is the guy's brother. Now, you may well have a connection for your brother, but like, you're only even text. You've sent two texts to this guy and you've emailed us because it's weighing on you. I mean, there's better than that out there for you, surely.
Give yourself a chance, ladies. Mm,
depends how long, I suppose, she was single before the brother. Yeah. Plot twist. A couple of people have mentioned this. What if the brother broke up with her because he knew the other brother fancied her? You don't like that, Trish.
Listen, if I found out one brother passed me on to the next brother, I would be livid. Like,
here's your Christmas present, bro.
Ew.
Okay, let's take a couple of voice notes on this.
I think she should go for it. Life is way too short. My father went out with my mother's sister before he went out to her, and my mom and dad are married 42 years nearly. So, like, no big deal. Like, you know, the family got over it. Well, my mother's sister never really got over it, but
okay,
yeah, all right, too, lads. Like, you know, life's too short. Just love, and go for it.
Okay, that was a bit contradictory.
I'm glad they found each other. Did kind of break up the family, though. Anyway, let's take another one here.
He wrote Freya.
Oh, wait, here we go.
That chap for a month. She wasn't really with him. She was only seeing how things panned out. I personally would go for a date. A date is a date. You know, she might not click as much as she thinks she's clicked. And take it day by day. So you only live once. And you might as well grab things by the horns. And have a bit of fun.
Okay. Grab him by the horns. Right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Oana. How are you?
Good morning. Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, what do you make of this? What do you think?
I think she's a little bit desperate. She will go out with anyone. She sounds a little bit desperate.
Whoa, okay. So, don't hold back. Tell us what you really think, Oana.
Because, like, she's just looking for anyone who's smiling back to her and asking for her number. So,
it could
be the brother, it could be the father, anyone. Ooh, she would just go with anyone. My opinion, sorry about that.
We're not still doing the cold burns here at the moment, Juana, just in case. So, look, do you think she should just avoid the brother, even if she thinks they have a connection?
Yeah. No, they don't have a connection. He just smiled and asked for, you know, a coffee. I wouldn't go. Personally, I would not go. As Trish said, they might talk. I don't know what they talked in the last month with the first brother, but I would not be comfortable to go out with the other person in the same family. So,
well said. Thanks for chatting to us, Juana. Have a good morning.
I will come.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, good morning. It's Niall, Vinny and Trish with you on Tuesday's Beat Breakfast. Hope you're well.
Morning.
Just after nine. Very wet morning out there. One last comment on the dilemma. I shouldn't laugh. But it says, lads, a friend of mine was going out with a twin on and off. Ended up marrying the other twin a year later. Safe to say, mother-in-law wasn't too happy at the wedding. They're still married 6 years later, so I guess it's okay.
Okay, we guess.
It does happen.
Yeah. All right, Dilemma's back tomorrow and our email address is talk@beat102103.com.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.